shall we read a poem from A Light in the Attic.
Hello, all, and welcome to A Show Read a Poem. I'm Russ.
I'm Lauren. Oh, Russ, I got a root canal yesterday.
Please tell us all about it.
It was disgusting. It was really disgusting.
They did it to you, eh?
Yeah, it smelled really bad, and I could feel, like, them moving around in my tooth. It was just pressure, but, yeah, I could feel them rooting around inside the tooth, and it was disgusting.
Yep. It's a cool feeling, isn't it?
No. Mm-mm. No. It was gross. For some reason, dental anesthesia, I need a lot of it.
Mm.
It takes a lot to get my face numb, and it goes through me very quickly, and definitely by the end of the procedure, the anesthesia was wearing off, and they had gotten to the point where the nerve in the tooth was already dead, so it didn't matter too much that the anesthesia was wearing off there, but that just meant the whole rest of my face came back online and started to hurt, and I was
came back online.
Yeah, I was just like, oh gosh, oh, my jaw hurts. Oh, everything else but that dead tooth hurts now.
Well, are you feeling better today?
A little bit, but I feel really groggy for some reason. Mm. When I have just all sorts of inflammation in my face, putting ice packs on my face feels really good. And I don't know what it is about facial injury, but if I get a facial injury, I just feel really knocked out in a way that I don't if I get injured elsewhere.
I am such a fan of root canal.
Mm-mm, no.
Is this your first one?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Why?
Remember to floss, kids. Oh, I mean, it's like, you know, it's like being born or having a birthday or, you know, it's Christmas. You know, it's like a rite of passage. Getting your driver's license, you know, your first root canal.
Does everybody get a root canal?
I don't know. I've got like 8.
Wow, okay.
Oh, they
my sibling
suck.
Doesn't have a root canal yet, and my sibling has had more cavities than I have. I haven't had very many cavities, so it's kind of weird to go from having only a few cavities in my lifetime to, you need a root canal.
Are they going to give you a nice gold crown to stare at?
They haven't made the crown yet. I have to go to my regular dentist for that.
Oh, damn. So you just have a little cap on it right now?
Yeah, I just have some temporary cap on it. And I can't open my mouth all the way. I've been on a liquid diet since yesterday because all the swelling in my face meant that I haven't been able to open my mouth enough to put a spoon in.
Is it on the top or bottom?
Top.
Those are worse. The bottom has hurt less for some reason.
Well, it hasn't been great.
I have a story about why I'm still voting for the Meteor 2024.
Oh, yeah?
This is from Business Insider 2 days ago. A Chinese airline warned passengers not to throw coins into plane engines after an Airbus A350 was delayed for 4 hours. A major Chinese airline has warned passengers not to throw coins into its plane's engines after an incident last week. China Southern Airlines posted a 5-minute video on Weibo explaining
the airline sucks, by the way.
Explaining how actions like, quote, throwing coins at the plane can delay flights and threaten safety. According to the Liberty Times, a video posted online shows a flight attendant saying that a passenger threw 3 to 5 coins into the Airbus A350's engine.
Why?
CNN reported that it happened on another Chinese Southern Airlines flight in 2017 when an elderly passenger said it was a, quote, prayer for a safe flight.
Okay. I was trying to figure out why they were doing it. I assumed it had something to do with luck,
You fucking crayon-eating dirt farmers. We're bringing back racism. Like, as of today, back racism for everyone. Oh, and I'm not immune to it. All the shit that white people do, yeah, fuck us. But no, racism's back on the table, boys.
Oh, it's not a dinner time thing. It's not a meal. Racism is not a meal.
In 2019, Chinese airline Lucky Air sued another passenger for $21,000 after they threw 2 coins into the plane's engine.
Well, it's, I mean, like, I'm sure we do also dumb shit, and we just don't have, like, as much of a cultural significance around coins and luck.
I mean, you don't need to be told that. If
maybe
you know
if
how to put on
pants. You've never
flown
on a plane and don't know how it works, you might be okay. Like, oh.
Let's say I'm going to a magical spaceship that I've never seen before, and I'm going to get on these nice aliens are going to take me to a fancy place called Disneyland. And the very first thing I do is take change out of my pocket and throw it in the first hole I see. No. That's not... No one would do that.
Apparently they would.
Unless you're a fucking dirt farmer. Ugh. Come on, meteor. Aim for Beijing. I mean, let's be honest. These people
I don't know
for,
if that's where China Southern Air flies the most.
These were not for these people were not from Beijing.
Yeah, I have, my worst flying experience was, I think it was Southern China. They didn't really give you food or water, really, very much. Oh,
no, that's okay.
So you were very, very dehydrated on the plane.
Maybe you should have thrown coins at the flight attendant.
Well, I just wanted water.
Fuck. Well, all right. What are we reading today?
We're reading It's All the Same to the Clam.
Yay, clams.
You may leave the clam on the ocean's floor. It's all the same to the clam. For 100,000 years or more, it's all the same to the clam. You may bury him deep in mud and muck, or carry him round to bring you luck, or use him as a hockey puck. It's all the same to the clam. You may call him Jim, or Frank, or Nell. It's all the same to the clam. Or make an ashtray from his shell. It's all the same to the clam. You may take him riding on a train or leave him sitting in the rain. You'll never hear the clam complain. It's all the same to the clam. Yes, the world may stop or the world may spin. It's all the same to the clam. And the sky may come a-fallin' in. It's all the same to the clam. And man may sing his endless songs of wronging rights and righting wrongs. The clam just sits and gets along. It's all the same to the clam. And the image is a clamshell that's kind of dark inside, but with two eyes poking out.
Mr. Silverstein.
It's a cute poem. Utterly false, but it's a cute poem.
It's not. Of two minds we are. This must be why we host this podcast. Were you about to say it's not all the same to the clam?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's not. They know a lot.
Well, what do you mean by they know a lot?
Well, they know how to control locks on water supply in Poland. I know that.
It's a clam and not a mussel?
Let's see. What do they use?
Like, not all bivalves are created equal.
Let's see. The city of Warsaw gets its water from a river. The main water pump has 8 clams that have triggers attached to their shells. If the water gets too toxic, they close, and the triggers shut off the water supply.
That's marvelous. Yeah, clams are good for filtering your water supply, and so are mussels and oysters. A lot of these things are good for keeping your water clean. But I guess these clams are sensitive, and then when they're a canary in the coal mine, but instead they're a clam in the water supply. So I'm a vegetarian, but my rule is I can eat any animal I'm willing to catch, kill, and cook myself.
Huh.
And so far I've only had the guts to do that to invertebrates.
Oh.
And clamming is one of the things that I have done. And
oh, cool.
I have eaten clams, and I've eaten mussels, and I've eaten oysters, and I almost feel bad for oysters.
Like, why?
Oysters don't do anything.
Well, I mean, they make meat.
Yeah, like, they...
Pearls?
Like,
they make pearls?
A mussel, you have to, like, hack away at rocks to get the all the fibers that they use to adhere to the rocks away to get the mussel. The clam you have to dig for, and not only do you have to dig for it, but they run away while you're digging. It is not all the same to a clam. They will run away from you. I have lost a number of clams from them running away from my digging. An oyster just sits there.
Don't they sort of like jet away?
It depends on where the clam is. If the clam's just sitting there, some clams jet away, but the ones I'm thinking of are in mud flats in Oregon, and you go out to
Surely don't. Can they run? Do they have legs that pop out?
They just burrow. really quickly.
Oh, they burrow.
They burrow away. Okay. Yeah, they burrow away.
You said run away, and I'm picturing, like, you know, that little octopus that has these two legs out going.
Yeah. So clams are far more sensitive, whether it's they do care. They will say, like, ugh, the water's too toxic, and they'll shut and close the water supply, or they'll run away from you, or they'll spit water at you sometimes.
That's awesome.
So they're a lot more defensive than an oyster is, which was like, it's all the same to the oyster, I'd be like, yeah, it is.
I have seen razor clams, mm-hmm. and those guys look phallic. I'm such a fan of razor clams.
The gooey duck.
Yeah.
Too. The gooey duck is a clam that's very phallic looking.
How to dig for razor clams. Ooh, look at them. Oh, they're so stupid looking. Big long tongues. Or I guess that's big long thems.
I have never dug for razor clams. You can dig for regular clams with a shovel, but razor clams, you have to have a clam gun.
Oh my god, what is a clam gun?
All right, a clam gun is more like a clam drill.
It looks like the thing that they dig, like, golf holes with.
Yeah, you force it into the sand, and you have to twist it and push it, and then you use the suction to pull up the earth, and then you release a hole with your thumb, which allows air in, and then the sand falls out. And then hopefully you have the clam.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, fine makers of clam guns, Danielson. I've never heard of this company before, but they seem to specialize in clam guns. You can get your 5-inch steel T-handle clam gun at Wallapa Marine and Outdoor for only $48.99 US.
I mean, most of the ones I've seen are just like a PVC pipe that's capped at one end and a hole drilled in it for the air and like some handle for pushing it into the sand.
You can get that too. It's $27.
For the PVC one?
The PVC one. But Danielson, they have many models. Here is one in aluminum and one in stainless steel.
Well, if you have the fancy one, it probably is easier to get a razor clam than if you have the... Because the PVC one doesn't go down to the sand very quickly.
Imagine being caught by this.
Caught?
Yeah, you're a creature that is... a tube comes down from heaven and sits itself upon you, and you're like, ah, shit.
Certainly isn't all the same to the clam. The clam knows.
Should go left, should go right, but can't, for I live in the sand.
No, but they go down. And they do.
It's so funny, because I just saw Dune 2 yesterday, and I'm like, the sandworm would never fall for this.
Hold on, let me also... I wanted to read another poem by another author that's sort of the opposite of this in some way. This is Clam by Mary Oliver. Oh. Each one is a small life, but sometimes long, if its place in the universe is not found out. Like us, they have a heart and a stomach. They know hunger and probably a little satisfaction, too. Do not mock them for their gentleness. They have a muscle that loves being alive. They pull away from the light. They pull down. They hold themselves together. They refuse to open. But sometimes they lose their place and are tumbled shoreward in a storm. Then they pant. They fill with sand. They have no choice but must open the smallest crack. Then the fire of the world touches them. Perhaps on such days, they too begin the terrible effort of thinking, of wondering who and what and why. If they can bury themselves again in the sand, they will. If not, they are sure to perish, though not quickly. They also have resources beyond the flesh. They also try very hard not to die. I love Mary Oliver. She's always like, we are like animals.
Try not to start thinking, clams.
Yes, don't think too hard.
Do you know how many times in my life I have been given that exact same advice?
I mean, Shel Silverstein's clam does not think at all. It's all, like, It doesn't care. It has no ability to care. Well, it has no wish for being alive or being dead. And whereas Mary Oliver's has, if not exactly a consciousness, but the desire to be alive and to avoid unpleasant things.
It's so funny that this is a great idea that you've just had, by the way, because in relating humans to clams, I have another poem by Rin Ishigaki. And it is simply called Clams.
All right.
In the night I awoke, the clams I bought yesterday in a corner of the kitchen with mouths open were alive. When dawn comes, I'm going to gobble them all up. Every single one. I cackled the cackle of a witch. From that moment on, my mouth slightly open, I pass the night in sleep.
I like the idea of cackling about your plan to eat clams. Why is this person cackling? Are they cackling because they love clams so much?
We're gonna get to eat some fucking clams. We're making paella tomorrow, bitches.
All right. Hey, so when you get clams, I haven't figured out how to get the sand out of them. So when I get clams, I just have to eat sandy clams.
I saw a TikTok about this the other day. Let me see. But before I just rife with misinformation, let's see if anybody else agrees.
I've heard you can put them in like a bucket of water with oatmeal, and then they're supposed to have consumed the oatmeal and spit out the sand during the night. But I never have oatmeal on me.
What solutions have you tried to get the sand out?
I've just left them in water for a while. But usually you try to eat them pretty quickly.
Apparently you put them in 30 grams of sea salt per 1,000 grams of water.
Okay.
And dissolve the salt, add clams to bowl, leave for at least 3 hours.
So you put them in salt water, but not sea salt. Not the ocean water.
It says use sea salt. It says use tap water and sea salt.
Okay.
And so apparently
they need to be in salt water, but not the salt water from the ocean.
Apparently that makes them spit.
Okay.
Oh,
maybe
gross.
Maybe it's a higher level of salt than, or maybe it's a lower level of salt than what's on the ocean. I'm not sure.
One of the two. Yeah, it looks like this dude is showing his work in progress, and these are some funky clams. They're spitting out all kinds of shit. Ooh, look how pretty they are when they're done. Yay, I'll send you this
article. All right, next time I go clamming. I have to plan ahead, though, because I need a license. A shellfish license.
Oh, is that so?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can get it at a lot of grocery stores near the coast. And then you have a shellfish license for the year, and you can dig clams.
I have no idea why I associated clams with rocks. It would be like needing a rock picking up license, you know?
That's more like an oyster. Picking up oysters is like picking up rocks. Picking up mussels is trying to like pry a gem out of a rock.
I've never heard of picking up a mussel.
No, you don't pick up a mussel.
I've heard of cleaving mussels. Are zebra mussels edible? Those ones that are like a big
invasive species problem?
I think they're
too tiny. A lot of times I'd be like, yeah, let's just eat them. And then it turns out like, but they're not that great. Otherwise we would be. Like the green crab that is the invasive European green crab that we've been getting on the West Coast pretty recently. You can eat it, but it's just not very big. So, why?
What's the smallest, like, quails aren't very big. We eat those.
Well, I don't. But also a crab you have to, like, get in between the exoskeleton tug.
Yeah.
And, it's more work.
If only there was something that dissolved the shell and left the meat behind.
Well, if you can get them soft shell, then you can just throw them in a fryer. But you have to get them at the right time for them to be soft shell, and good luck.
So what you're saying is we have to take this invasive species and breed it with soft shells to create a new delicacy.
Do you know how soft shells work?
I am Australia.
Okay.
When it comes to making bad invasive species decisions. No, okay. I don't. Tell me about how soft shells work.
Okay, so soft shells aren't any particular type of crab. So a soft shell is when a crab molts. And then when it molts and it comes out, its shell is soft.
Fuck me, I didn't know that.
So a green crab could be a soft shell without being the usual, I don't know, usually when people think of a soft shell crab, they probably think of like a Maryland blue crab or something that has been fried.
But it can be any crab. I thought a soft shell crab was one that you could just like, this shell was soft and edible.
No. Unlike a soft shell turtle, which certain turtles are soft shell and some turtle and most turtles are not.
Yeah, that's exactly where I got from. Yep, you're right. Wow, I've learned a thing on this poxy ass podcast.
We do teach each other things sometimes.
Fuck me, any crab can be a soft shell. They just have to be caught at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I should probably handle the uplifting thought, shouldn't I? Go see Dune 2 and do so with as many speakers as possible. If you can go with like a Bluetooth butt plug kind of situation happening, do it.
Blast your ass.
Find the biggest speakers you can. This movie is walls of sound. It is, it's pretty cool.
Interesting.
Also, they changed the book a lot, but I didn't really care. Also, I hope Denis keeps on making these movies so he can get to the really weird shit, like where Paul's son becomes a worm. Yeah, I can see what he's doing. He wants to make more of these. You can tell he's having fun. And he left this one wide open. I'm like, don't do it, Denis. It's going to go. Have you read the rest of the books? They get weird.
I haven't read any of Dune, or even though I have most of the series in my house, and I haven't watched any of the movies, including the old one, because I don't watch movies.
Dune is by far the most normal. After that, it's like, the ghost memories are taking over. We better add the fishes to Paul's grandson so that he turns his... Like, it's just... Fuck. It already barely makes sense. Yeah. It is a good movie.